more part of the team.
For sure. I mean, it's a great group of guys. I'm glad to be here. And, you know, it's my job, so I'm coming to work every day with it on my mind, you know, and it's a brotherhood.
When you, when the Browns hired Greg Williams, the team happened to be in Mobile.
Yeah.
And you made a point of visiting. Why?
I mean, that's my route home. You know, I live out that way anyway, and, you know, they're around, so I just wanted to stop by and see my guys, you know.
Did the hiring of Greg Williams immediately excite you, or did you get excited? For sure.
Knowing that you have a new guy coming in, you know, you have to start off somewhere. You know, you got to get to know him. You got to do, you know, certain things to be comfortable. So, you know, I just felt like I needed to stop there, you know, and I did.
Did you know him at all?
I heard of him, but I didn't really know him, you know, like I said, but I heard a lot of things about him.
And this system that you've learned now, what do you feel about it? And does it agree with you even more so than maybe even in New England?
I mean, I feel pretty good about this system. I mean, we got a lot of energy around on the defense. You know, got guys flying around the ball. So, you know, I'm just looking forward to great things.
Will you be? I don't want anytime you guys want to jump. Are you freer to express yourself on the field in this Greg Williams system, than perhaps in the past?
No, but you know, at the end of the day, I mean, it is a game of football. You know, emotions come out. You know. All the time, so sometimes, you know, it happens.
But I mean being able to do different tasks and line up and come from different angles.
I mean, sometimes it takes that, you know, when guys put you in different positions and he one of those guys, so just take advantage of it and make the best of it, and that's what I do.
Gene, earlier this week, Coach Williams said you and Kirksey are both really prepared to play as many snaps as they have. How much better physically do you feel coming into the season rating?
I'm good, man. I always go in, you know, with a positive mindset, me personally. And like I said, this is my job, and you know, I take my job serious no matter what.
What were the biggest takeaways after last night's scrimmage from the defensive aspect?
I mean, we did pretty good, but, you know, it's always room for improvement, and that's what we're trying to do, improve every day.
Is there one thing that stood out that you need to improve on? Or?
Getting the ball out. I can't get the ball out enough, me.
When the transition you went through last year, getting traded and switching defense, was that tougher than we might think?
It's tough, but like I said, at the end of the day, this is your job, and you can't take one problem, you know, one situation to another situation. You got to move on. So it's just like when somebody get hurt, next man up.
I guess it's tough. I mean, you go to a new system, are you almost thinking half step behind where you normally would be if you knew it better?
No, I mean, like, every place is different. Everybody do something different. No coach is the same. No team is the same. So everything's different. You know, like I say, it's next man up mentality. You either pick it up or you don't.
Jamie, what were your feelings as the season ended up and the Patriots ended up getting another ring?
I mean, I was happy. I mean, I got, you know, like I said, you know, no matter where you go, you're going to make friends. And I got a lot of brothers over there. So obviously I want my brothers to succeed, you know. Who don't?
Was there any feeling that wish they could have waited till the end of the year?
No, everything happened for a reason. God don't make mistakes.
Scary at all yesterday to see Kirksey go down there for a second.
Yeah, that's scary right there. But like I said, he's back up and moving, so.
Greg and Blake have both raved about how smart you are when it comes to football and how you just pick up things so easily. Have you always been that way?
Not really. But, you know, as I got older, you know, I started learning and then, you know, being on the Bill, you know, Bill's a smart coach. So, you know, I just learned a lot as I grew.
Blake said he heard a story that last year when you got here, they just handed you the playbook and that's kind of how you picked it up. You just read it. You didn't have to even get on the field.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's how it is on the pro level. You know, some coaches, that's how they do. They just give you the playbook and you just have to learn it. You know? Like I said, it's your job. At the end of the day, you got to do what you got to do for your job or else you're going to get fired.
There's probably guys that can't do that, though, right?
I mean, there's probably some guys that can, but, you know, at the end of the day, it ain't my problem that they can't do it, you know. But I can help them. But like I said, me, personally, you know, it's my job. I got to do what I got to do to learn the playbook.
Sometimes it's tough for hacks like us to watch what happens on the field and measure how much of it was the offense having trouble and the defense just playing well. How do you see the defense right now and your expectations as a unit?
I think he just asked that, but I mean, I think we can do big things on defense. You know, we can do big things on offense. You know, but it's still early. You know, we still, you know, we still practicing. We still trying to get better every day, and you know, only time will tell.
You guys, aside from the contract and the money, which always has to be right for everybody, what was the one factor that led you to say, I'm not going to test the market?
It's a lot, man. You know, Hugh, he's a good coach, great coach, great person. You know, it's sometimes bigger than football. It's the individual, but, you know, and then Greg, you know, they brought Greg in, you know, just some additions. Great, great players around here. You know, as soon as I got here, you know, I met a lot of people. So, you know, just connecting with certain people, man, you know, sometimes it's hard to leave.
So you felt part of things since you walked in the door.
Yeah.
You know a well-oiled machine when you see it because you've been with the Patriots. So how far away is this organization?
Well, we good. I mean, we're on the right track. You know, like I said, I can't wait.
For it to happen.
Yeah.
Jimmy, how much improved is that defensive line in front of you and kind of the pass rushes that y'all with Miles now?
We was already good, but, you know, adding people like Miles, you know, it's only makes us better. But we need all we can get, you know. At the end of the day, you can never have too much.
How's Tank Carter helped that linebacker?
He's pretty good. I mean, like I said, it's always next man up mentality no matter what. And it's our job, man. Like I said, at the end of the day, this our job. And we have to do what we got to do, you know, to prepare ourselves to take care of our job.
What do you see in Miles?
Miles? Well, he's a great player. I believe he – Miles may be somebody that'll be here for a while. Yeah, I don't think whoever gets him, you know, like I said, but whatever the situation is, I just, you know, feel like he can be, you know, established wherever he go.
When you got a guy like Joe Schobert, who Blake said, you know, is pushing Tank, like what kind of advice? Does he turn to you for advice? Are you free giving it?
Yeah, we talk. I mean, we all talk. You know, there's no bigger man in our situation. You know, we all can learn from somebody, you know, no matter what it is, but – you know, he pretty good. You know, like I said, like we can all learn from each other. You know, we all bring different things to the table. So whatever it is, we can pick up from it.